880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Juan, for turning on my mic and turning us on to South Florida. South Florida, we are back. We were in Gainesville live from WRUF last week. We are now live from The Biz here in Miami. We've got a super-duper show lined up for you today. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page if you haven't already and like our show, because we're running a contest. If you enter the contest, you will get a free night at the Mayfair Hotel. You'll get a free trip of evening's use of a limo from Aventura Worldwide Transportation Services, and you'll get a $50 food credit at Spartaco Restaurant in the Mayfair. So make sure you go to our Facebook page, join the contest, win the contest, and join the Freed on Business Facebook revolution. All right, if you don't like Facebook, we're also on Twitter. You can follow me at Jim Freed, or you can join the discussion at hashtag GetFried. And we've always got LinkedIn. You can always look for me on LinkedIn and try to connect there. So make sure you connect somehow with Freed on Business. This week's show will start off with our usual listener emails. Then we will have Brian Gale. He is the principal at Taylor & Mathis. Brian is T&M senior leasing representative and broker in Florida. He's a big wheel. He knows office. He's going to talk to us about the office space market. If you're a small businessman or a mid-sized company, you'll want to make sure you listen in to hear what the office market is like and whether or not it's time to make a move. Then we'll have our social media update with Javier Morales and Alex Thomas. They'll get on me for not blogging enough. Then we will have our health and wellness segment. We'll have Lolly Green, MSW. She'll talk about bullies in the workplace. Wherever you work, I'm sure there's one in your office as well. Michael Kwan will talk about realigning your body's posture after a full day at your desk. And Dr. Victor Franks will talk about his insights in wellness and health. I think we're going to talk about micronutrients or some autotoxins or something really esoteric as usual with Dr. Victor Franks. You want to make sure you're there to get your health in order with him. And then we will have Matt Gold, professional chef for the executive on the go, as well as my life insurance guy. And Matt's going to tell us how to prepare salmon. So you like it. And then at the end, I'm going to rant about what I think about bullies in the office. So let's get started. Matt, how you doing?
Oh, Jim, I'm so glad to be back. That week off really put me for a loop.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
I did it again.
Yeah, you always do, but hold on a second.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
It's time for me now?
It's always time for you, Matt, but we got to let Barry White have the floor for just a second.
I love Barry White.
I know you do.
But you wouldn't be me if I didn't cross over his line.
Look, whoever you are, and we're glad to have you. But let's get rolling. We've only got a limited time.
We got a lot of emails here. Let's run with it, okay?
Yes.
Sonia from Miami. Is it time to buy a condo? How about a home?
Well, you know, it seems like prices have bottomed out, but that's really a statistical anomaly. The fact of the matter is that, oh, give me a noogie when I say fact of the matter is.
Yeah, we don't want to do that
anymore.
None
of that. What really has been
Tell us how you really feel here, Jim. Come on.
When they bring the foreclosures back into the market, you'll see prices go down. You won't see price appreciation for very long. While the housing news is good in the short term, it's not so good in the long term. We still need to have jobs. Jobs are at the lowest rate that they've been at in a long, long time. You heard about us talk about that a little bit last week. So when jobs come back, home prices will rebound, but there's more foreclosures in the pipeline. It's not necessarily the right time to invest in a home, but if you're going to live there for a while, maybe it is time to buy. What do you got next for me,
Bobby? Matt? Bobby from Tampa.
Thanks for listening in Tampa, Bobby.
My boss is a nutcase. You ever heard that before?
Oh yeah.
But he needs a paycheck. What should he do?
Well, Bobby, I got to tell you, listen a little bit later. We're going to have Lolly Green talking about how to deal with the bullies in the workplace. If your boss is creates a hostile work environment, then maybe you'll need to deal with that. But if you need the job, you got to keep the job. So stick with that. Matt, next.
Pete, Jacksonville.
Hey, thanks for listening up there in Jacksonville, Pete.
When do you think job growth will pick up?
Well, it's really tough to predict, especially since the fact is that every decade after the post-war period, we have seen that job creation in the United States has done 20% gross increase on decade after on decade on decade. Now, since the turn of the century, we've actually seen a 1% job loss in the United States. When is job growth going to return? Well, in the jobless recovery in the 80s, job growth took 4 years to recover to its historic level before the recession. That's the longest it's taken in the post-war period. The projections I read say 7 to 10 years. Not a happy number. Matt, what's up next?
Leslie from Midtown. Leslie writes in, the construction on Biscayne just ended. She's hoping that they'll let us breathe before they start up again, to start that new casino thing.
Right.
So what do you say to that?
Well, Leslie, don't forget that North Miami Avenue exit on the 112 is also under construction, and the whole neighborhood is crazy up there. But if they're going to bring jobs, careers, and cash into Miami, well, we're just going to have to live with that because Miami's manufacturing is real estate. Matt, what's next?
You got a friend up in Charlotte.
Oh, excellent.
Bonnie in Charlotte.
Hey, thanks for listening up there, Bonnie.
How is the social media going?
Social media is going great. We've Freed on Business Facebook has over 1,000 people. LinkedIn, we're on over 1,000 people. And, we get very few opt-outs on the email, but I've been a bad boy. I haven't been consistent on my email, on my blog posts, and my computer went in for a rehab, so I haven't been able to post the show from last week yet. So I am going to get major you-know-what from the guys on social media.
Don in Aventura.
Hey, Don.
He needs to rent an office. How's the market doing?
Stay tuned. We're going to have our expert on the office market, Brian Gale. He'll be up in just about 5 minutes. Stay tuned.
Bruce in Boca. I need to pull some equity out of my project. I have lots of equity. Can you help him?
Yeah, it depends. I'd have to take a look at the cash flows. I'd have to take a look at what your current loan is on the property. But yes, we can help you pull money out either through a hard money equity loan or a complete refinance of your project. Give me a call at 305-854-5000. And we all know the extension. It's
2222.
All right. What's next, Matt?
All right. Mario from Hialeah. I'm up to my ears in debt. I cannot make the payments anymore. What should I do?
Well, Mario, you should keep listening to the show because starting next month, we're going to have a new sponsor on, True North Financial, and True North Financial will help you to manage your bills into a way where it will become something that you can manage. You'll be able to make the decision on whether you want to go bankrupt, reduce your interest rates, reduce your balances, or just stay the way you are. The guys at True North Financial will be joining our show soon, and they can help you. So stay tuned for that. Hope that helps you, Mario. Next, Matt.
Is it Mario or Mario?
I'm from North Miami Beach. It's Mario.
Okay.
It's Mario. It's Mario down in Hialeah. Okay.
Mike in Orlando. Is there any money available to finance the acquisition of, or I should say, or developments of hotels?
Yes. Yes, there is money out there to finance the acquisition and development of hotels. The number one thing is your operating history and track record. Also, you'll have to have a lot of cash. You'll probably get about 50% loan to value. But for a good hotel in a good location, there is money to buy or finance. Go.
Larry in Atlanta. Hey, we're going up north. This is good.
Yeah, the deep south, up to the deep south.
That's what I mean. I'm buying a healthcare facility. Can you help me with debt or equity?
Yes, the answer is yes, we can help you with debt and or equity. We actually own a hospital here in South Florida. If you'd like more information, you can give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We have money and equity for healthcare projects.
Yeah, for the Jet fans, can you do the number again?
305-854-5000, extension 222.
Celeste in Miami Beach. I work for little salary, but mostly tips. I have to take a bus 2 hours each way to get to my job. I'm lucky to have this job. When will all this misery end?
Well, Celeste, I wish I could tell you that it would end tomorrow. I think that most people in America don't realize that America is becoming more and more split every day. People don't realize that the person that's waiting on their table or cutting their hair or doing their nails took a 4-hour round trip bus trip to be able to make the $50 that day. And then it's very, very difficult to get that to, it's very, very difficult to get that to agree with the fact that the other portions of society are just not feeling the need to save as much anymore. So we are getting more and more bifurcated. It's not the best situation. Celeste, my heart goes out to you, and I hope that the tips keep coming in. I'm not really sure how much more time we have before the recovery will really take hold in South Florida. I hope it's tomorrow for you, Celeste.
Larry from Tampa, I've got a great site for garden apartments. Are you interested?
Oh, yeah. We're doing garden apartment development upstate and across the state. If you're a good developer or you have a good site, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, because we can help you finance that site or we can develop that site. So make sure you stay tuned to listen to the next segment. We're going to have Brian Gale coming up in just a second talking about the office market. We'll be right back after this short message with more Freed on Business. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. We've got our segment on the office market with Brian Gale. Brian Gale is the senior leasing representative and broker in Florida for Taylor & Mathis. Taylor & Mathis is a very large property owner and property management firm based here in the Southeast. Over the last 3 years, Brian's overseen the signing of deals totaling over 925,000 square feet with a value of over $160 million. I shorted you on a zero. I shorted you on a zero, man. He's done 3 of the 8 largest office deals ever in Miami's Brickell downtown submarket, totaling almost 300,000 square feet. In 2002 and 2007, Brian was named Broker of the Year by BOMA Greater Miami. From 2004 to 2009, Brian was listed as the number one power broker in South Florida by CoStar based upon the number of signed leases and total square footage leased. From 93 to 99, Brian was a broker in the Miami office of CBRE. We're discussing the South Florida office market with Brian Gale. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hey, so Brian, tell me a little bit about this. We've got 3 new office towers recently built in the Brickell downtown market. Are you seeing tenants move into those buildings from other submarkets, or is it sort of like musical chairs where they're moving from one building in the submarket into this one and therefore not really creating any good net absorption?
Jimmy, I have no idea. Next question.
Okay.
Just kidding. That's a good question, Jimmy. You know, with the 3 new buildings that were just built in downtown in Brickell, they've got a plethora of space. There's $1.8 million that was just delivered to the market. So I thought we'd see more tenants moving into those markets. I thought you'd have owners that were a little bit more aggressive in terms of offering incentives and to get these tenants here. We have seen a few. HFF recently moved from the Gables. Schwartz Media recently came out of Coconut Grove. Western Funding also moved there. A group called Surf Corp recently just moved to the market. Mexican Consulate just came in, and at One Biscayne Tower, my building, we just did a deal with Intelligent Office. So yeah, we're starting to see some tenants that are moving from other submarkets into these buildings, but not as many as I thought we'd see.
Huh, that's real interesting, because I would think that there'd be a price benefit for being in downtown at this point.
Well, the new buildings have to hold their rents. They're all right around the $40 range. Uh-huh. So, you know, you don't have too many tenants that can really afford, you know, the $40, you know, and up rent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of been the challenge, although, you know, the buildings are starting to all fill up, you know, they're doing well. It's just going to take some time.
Well, that's great. Overall, we've talked about Brickell and downtown. What's the current state of the overall market? You know, I guess the buzzword would be, is it a landlord's market, or is it a tenant market, or does it depend on the submarket?
Another great question, Jimmy. I would say right now it's kind of at an equilibrium. It's been a tenant's market for the last 3 or 4 years, and coming out of a landlord's market before that. You know, I would kind of relate it right now to kind of, if you're a boater, Jimmy, I think you are. So, you know, it's like the Gulf Stream, right? The Gulf Stream's always heading north,
right?
And when you have the winds coming out of the north, all right, you get big waves,
right?
That's where we are right now. It's kind of an uneasy time.
Choppy?
Very choppy. Very choppy. The tenant brokers still feel it's a tenant's market. The landlords are feeling like we're in a recovery. It's becoming a landlord's market. So it's kind of an uneasy time in the market right now. There's still a big spread between what the tenant expects and the landlord expects. But it's moving towards the landlord's market.
Oh, okay. Well, bid-ask is going to narrow eventually. Somebody's got to lease space. Now, with the recovery on, are tenants downsizing? Or are they sort of at an equilibrium when they move, or are they starting to expand?
I think it depends on the market that you're in, and also it depends on the service that you're in. We're seeing a lot of law firm expansion right now. I think that's the number one tenant that is expanding. CPA firms, professional service firms, they're definitely expanding. I'm probably working on at least 5 or 6 deals right now with law firm expansions.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah. And corporate America, they're still right-sizing. The last 3 or 4 years, I've done just a ton of deals. You know, 10,000 square foot tenant, they renew on 7,000 square feet, give the landlord back 3,000 square feet. So we're seeing less and less of that. I think, again, we're kind of in the equilibrium in the market. But depending upon what the, you know, sector is, like in professional services, law firms, we are starting to see some expansion, which is good news. Oh, because I got to tell you, Jimmy, 2 years ago, there was no tenant expansion.
Wow. So we are seeing somewhat of a recovery, and you are, I would say, office space is a leading economic indicator.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. Now, is there any potential for office development in the next few years? We talked a little bit about Brickell Avenue and that there's those buildings and that they're getting absorbed. I know there's some new stuff in the Gables, but most of the other submarkets aren't seeing deliveries, are they?
No. Downtown Brickell, I don't think you'll see delivery for quite some time with the 1.8 million that just came on the market. So
okay.
It's going to be a long time before you see. Although you've got this kind of city center project that Swire's doing, and then Genting's got this project over where they bought the Miami Herald site for $236 million, and now they bought the node on the Omni. Those I don't consider really the kind of downtown Brickell core markets. I mean, Swire's is just a little bit west of Brickell. It's going to be a big mixed-use project. But in Coral Gables, you got 396 Alhambra coming on the market, small little building being built by the Moss family and Zuby Advertising. Alan Morris is sitting with a site getting ready to go whenever, you know, the market turns. I think you'll probably see a new building in the Gables in the next couple years. Aventura is a market that could probably support another office building, although they got beat up pretty bad the last few years with financial services, which make up the tenant mix up in that market. Airport West, they always throw up buildings. I mean, that's one, you know, plenty of land out there, you know, 100 developers out there. Land costs are cheap.
There's 99 developers out there.
Okay.
Now.
Are you bowing out? Is that why?
No. I think that there's probably lost one there somewhere. I don't know.
But I think Airport West will always continue to see new, you know, 4-story, 100,000 square foot tilted.
Yeah, well, it's probably got as much employment there as you do in the Brickell downtown Miami area.
Yeah, and it's about the same size submarket too in terms of office space.
Now let me ask you this. We talked about Schwartz Media and some of the other firms moving into the Brickell market, and then we talked about the fact that those were, you know, Class A buildings were not necessarily going to be attracting some of the people from outside of the submarket, given that the people that operate outside the submarket may be a little bit more cost sensitive. How about the B and C quality buildings? Are they seeing some people coming in from outside the market? Because I would think that the B and C buildings and the availability of space at a lesser price and the proximity to the housing in downtown Miami that's now market rate or a little cheaper,
yeah,
would create a sort of petri dish for growth in these smaller B and C quality buildings.
The B building, we've seen recently, because rents have dropped because it was a tenant's market, we've seen kind of a flight to quality.
Okay.
So we've seen some of the B tenants go to the A buildings because they can now afford it.
Uh-huh.
I handle 1101 Brickell, which is a B building. We've been very fortunate. We've probably done, you know, in excess of, I don't know, maybe 80,000 square feet in the last 12 months of new leases in the building. FIU just opened up there as well, and it continues to take more space in the building. So we are seeing the B buildings are doing okay. I wouldn't say they're, you know, on fire because we've had that little bit of a flight to quality. But the B market is still holding strong. The C market is where the challenges are.
Well, 1101 Brickell, I know that you have a great client that you work for over there. So,
oh, the Hollow family. Yeah,
I'm sure
fantastic.
That they're great to work with.
They are. They're fantastic.
Now, let's see. Talk about different tenants that make up the different submarkets, because we talked a little bit about Aventura's financial services.
Yep.
North side of the river is a little lawyery, south side of the river is a little financially.
Yep.
Help me out here.
Well, you got it. It's exactly right. You got the financial service. I mean, all the big financial services are in Aventura.
Right.
You know, coupled with the banks as well. Coral Gables, you'll find a lot of the multinationals. The second largest concentration of multinationals in the country is in Coral Gables.
Cool.
Outside of New York.
Cool.
You've got downtown Brickell, which, as you said, the north side of the river. You've got a lot of the banks because obviously – or excuse me, on the north side of the river, you've got the financial services. You've got the law firms, professional services. The south side is obviously Brickell Avenue. You've got a lot of the banks.
The Park Avenue of the south.
It's the Wall Street of the south.
Okay.
It's considered.
Okay.
But what we're seeing, though, within Brickell and downtown, you're seeing more tenants move. At one point in time, they were really separate markets. Now, all of a sudden, they're really one big market. Bills and Sundberg went from downtown to Brickell. Greenberg Traurig went from Brickell to downtown. They're just kind of flip-flopping back. The river is not such a separation as it used to be. Two separate markets. It's all the CBD now.
Wow. Very interesting, because that flies in the face of the historic convention perception of the market. So we've broken a little news here.
Yeah. How's that, Jimmy?
That's excellent. Now let's talk about what you really came here to talk about.
What do you want to talk about? Gator football?
Well, I guess that's what you wanted to talk about.
What's better than Gator football?
Now, tell me where you were last weekend and what experience you had up there in Gainesville, since we got a couple minutes here to talk about.
Well, I don't want to talk about the actual hotel that we stayed at with all the Gator players.
Well, I don't want to out the Gators.
Yeah, because then it'll be a free-for-all. But we had an opportunity to stay in the same hotel as all the Gator players. Met them. They were great. They came over. They shook our hand. They gave us autographs. They signed everything. It was fantastic. Went to the game. Obviously beat up on Tennessee, which is always a fun thing to do.
Yes. Now, Jeff Driscoll, is he the real deal?
He is the real deal. I had a 5-minute conversation with him and told him he's the future of the Gators, which, you know, our new Tim Tebow. And, you know, he's the number one. You know this, Jimmy, but he was the number one player coming out of high school.
Well, that's why he's a Florida Gator. Now, how about the way that they treated your kids? How were they with your kids?
They're amazing. I mean, everyone from Charlie Weiss and although Will Muschamp, man, that is one intense dude. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a more intense guy in my entire life.
Yeah, I think I bought a Coke from him once at a Gator game.
He is. I tell you, he is one intense guy. But all the players were great. They all did everything that we asked of them in terms of signing, and it was really great for the kids.
Now, one last office market question. What do you think is going to happen with the
I have no idea, Jimmy. Go ahead. Finish the question.
I love you, man. This is great. This is great. I can't wait till you're on again.
Question, right?
I did forget my question, but not really. So with the improvement to the Port of Miami, do you think that that's going to have a direct impact on office space or only industrial?
I don't know if it's going to have a direct impact on office space. What it will do is it will lessen the congestion in downtown Miami for the office tenants.
Okay.
Okay, because, you know, now the trucks will go right from 395 right into, you know, the port, as opposed to driving through downtown Miami, which is just horrendous. So I don't know if it's going to have a major impact on the office market, but for the office tenants in downtown, they'll feel it.
Well, here's another question that came to mind while you were discussing that. With all the new residential that's moved in and the change in the traffic patterns, and I guess the change in the office patterns, and you said downtown's kind of come together, what do you see as the future of downtown as a whole? Positive?
Oh, my God. I mean, look what's going on in the whole arts district with the Discovery and Science, the Miami Art Museum, the Arts Center, and now you got Jentings Project all there. That area is literally on fire. I mean, that whole north end of downtown has really, really come together. So you've got, you know, the south side of Brickell, the north side of downtown, everything in between. I think in the next 5 years, you will see. As a matter of fact, here's a stat for you.
There's been
34 new restaurants that have opened up in downtown Miami in the last 24 months.
Wow. Well, they all need to advertise on Freedom Business.
I agree.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much for
coming by.
We love you too. Brian Gale.
Give a kiss to Vivian for me, please.
I will. Vivian's listening. She already got the kiss from you. Principal of Taylor Mathis. Brian is top of the line office guy. Brian, if somebody needs office space in the downtown core or in one of your other properties, how do they find you?
You can call me at 305-476-8880.
Brian Gale, Taylor Mathis. We'll be right back after this short break with our social media update with Javi and Alex.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our social media update. Hey, Alex Thomas and Javier Morales from Associates in Business. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great, Jim.
I'm doing good. How's my Facebook, social media, Twitter, LinkedIn? I know I'm a bad boy, Alex. I know I'm a bad boy. But why don't we start with talking about how you guys built my Facebook page from 61 people to over 1,000, almost 1,100 fans. How did you guys do that?
Well, Jim, what we do for our clients as part of our management program is we basically go out there and distribute content to build their fan base. You know, one of the important things with Facebook is building a Facebook fan page, but if you don't have enough followers when people are visiting it, it doesn't look engaging enough. So what we do is we distribute it through blogs, emails, and through basically a distribution network that we have to build up the fan base. And as you saw in the last 2 weeks, we've upped it to 1,100 fans, which
is
great.
Yeah, you're really actually underselling yourself. You did most of it in 3 days. 3 days.
And also, just to add, having a contest on the page helps because, of course, when people get to go on there and potentially win a trip, you know, they tend to go towards that.
Well, anybody listening, make sure you go to Freed on Business at Facebook and register for our trip. It would be a one-night stay at the Mayfair Hotel. It's a free limo from Aventura Limo. Yep. And it's a $50 food certificate to eat at the Mayfair Hotel Restaurant, Spartico. So make sure you go to Freed on Business Facebook page and like the show and enter the contest. Now, what are some new things we have going on with the website? I know we had RSS feed, which is like a podcast, but we're going to do a real podcast thing and some other stuff, too. Help me out, Alex.
You bet. Absolutely, Jim. Well, you know, one of the things that we want to highlight is you know, some of the SEO success that we've had, the search engine optimization.
Even with me being a bad boy.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've been getting on you about those blog posts and some articles, and I know you're going to come through for us.
I'm going to come through starting on Saturday. I've just been absolutely whipsawed with work. I'm so sorry.
No problem. But, you know, you were just speaking earlier regarding some of the development in the Brickell area. You had recently written an article for us, urban development in the Brickell area, the Miami area. Well, if you were to do a search on that article, you're going to find that article is coming up with top ranking. And granted, it may not be the type of search phrase where you're going to find a high volume of searches. However, those searches are targeted. That's the audience that you're looking to speak to and you're looking to drive in to your base. So that's a great piece. And it's kind of a demonstration of what we can do in terms of optimizing your articles and your website in general. Previously, you had no presence as far as some of the key search phrases that might be important, such as business radio show or business radio talk show host, something to that effect. Well, now you're
handsome
on the very
guy.
First page of Google. You betcha. You betcha. So we got some pretty good success there.
Now, that's great. Wait, were the shows on the first page of Google on those searches?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
High five to you on that. I know that when I searched for myself at the beginning, the only thing that I was on the first page on was this Jim Fried. I was the natural number two. I wonder if I'm the natural number one yet.
We'll be soon enough for all those search phrases.
If I listen to you long enough, I will. If I do the things you say, because what Alex and Javi have done is they put together for me a social media guide, actually a prescription on what I should do each day to maximize their ability to make me visible, networked, findable, all the neat things that you're trying to do with social media. And oh, by the way, if you do social media, it does work. I got a call today from a guy in New York who gets my email marketing blast for the radio show. The radio show is the ultimate social media. But now, we've talked about all those things. What's next on our social media makeover tour here as we continue on through everything?
One of the things that we're working on and we're going to have hopefully by early next week is getting the travel widget on.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so this means that your guests are going to be able to go online, go to the website, and get the latest and greatest travel deals. And
oh, cool.
We're also going to be bringing that into the Facebook page, so they will also be able to get it through Facebook.
Oh, well, we're going to have a friend of mine who is one of the founders of Get a Room, so he'll be really thrilled about all that, and we'll maybe even get him to participate, too. Bob Diener will be on in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for Bob. He'll be on an upcoming show.
Great. I actually just spoke to Bob 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Bob is the greatest. We were fraternity brothers. Oops. Secret's out. So we've got the travel widget coming on. What other kind of stuff do you guys have coming on?
Well, we're also going to be working the next show. We're going to be talking about Twitter. We're going to be talking about how to use Twitter, how to target certain groups that you'd be interested in kind of getting your message out to.
How about teaching me how to write an effective tweet? Because you look at some of those tweets, and some of them are just words, and some of them are like symbols and bittles and buckles, and I don't even know what.
You bet. Well, you know, one of the great things about Twitter is being able to get your message out on a rapid basis, and I think this kind of ties back in what we discussed about the blog, also ties in your show, your Facebook account. Using Twitter will enable you to basically increase that visibility and traffic by reaching out to different groups of people that are interested in the topics you're speaking of.
Now, how does Twitter play a role in my overall SEO or search engine optimization? Does it all kind of come together?
Yeah, you know, again, you know, part of what we had originally spoke to you about was the social internet. And the way that basically works is that, you know, as you're putting out your messages through Twitter, we'll be pointing that back to your blog. And as you receive more hits, Google will recognize that, and they're going to see that as value, which ultimately will help your search engine optimization efforts. Again, that'll be pointing back to your homepage and tying all that in with your Facebook account. Again, it's all integrated, and that's what helps to kind of increase your visibility online.
Now, a lot of people say to me that they can't hear the show live. They are not available to listen to the rebroadcasts on Friday. They're not available to listen to the rebroadcasts on Tuesday. They don't want to go to the website to listen on an archive show, but if they could download it into an MP3, they'd listen in their headset or in their car. And we've got that capacity yet, or we're working on that. Where are we with that?
Well, what we have thus far is, of course, as we had spoken on the last show regarding the RSS feed, basically that gives you the opportunity to download your shows, have them recordable, and to be able to play them on your, you know,
so somebody should just subscribe to the RSS feed.
Absolutely. That, in essence, that is your podcast, with the exception that it's not currently on iTunes. And that's going to be the next step that we'll be taking for you. And once we get that together, that'll be enjoyable for all your fans.
Well, that's great. What we'll do is I think maybe we should do a tweet, a Facebook, one of the big blasts, and say, hey, if you want to hear a show but you don't have time, check us out on our RSS feed.
You bet. Absolutely.
So what other good tips do you have for people in general? Well, you know, before we do that, let's say somebody wants to get a hold of you guys. How do they do that?
Or they can reach us at 954-828-0614 or our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
Okay, we've got just time for one more question. If you had to admonish me, Alex, what's the one thing that I'm not doing right?
Content.
Okay.
I knew that was coming.
Okay, content. But it's really not content because I create a lot of content.
You're right.
It's regularly,
you're right.
It's regularly produced content.
Yes, sir.
And it's different types and sizes of content.
I'll tell you what, let me explain it a step further. You do put out a lot of content. What we're looking for in particular is written articles, written text, blog posts. These are the things that Google is actually reading as they search the internet, and we target the keywords in these articles and in the titles of the pages and in the meta tags, and that's basically what helps to generate the traffic.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough for continuing to help me build my fan page. If anybody out there wants to increase your presence in social media, make sure you call these guys. They did it for me. They've done it for other people I know. It's absolutely magic to watch the thing go up. You check your Facebook page. It's at 60. You check it. It's at 300. You check it. It's at 800. You go, am I going to hit 1,000? 1,000. Oh, my God. And then you tell all your friends. So one more time, guys. What's your phone number?
954-828-0614.
All right. This is Jim Fried with Fried on Business. We'll be right back after this short break with our health and wellness segment. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did. Now, I want to make sure that everybody joins me in a couple weeks on Friday, October 7th, at the joint event that ULI and NAIOP will be having. It'll be a joint program and trade show. It'll be a fabulous opportunity to hear Eric Swanson, chairman of the ULI, and Terry Blanca, the program chair, welcome you. It'll be a discussion about what is the new norm. It'll be another discussion, South Florida, next wave of development, and then there'll be a trade show and lunch. You'll meet all kinds of professionals from all over South Florida. It's a fabulous opportunity. To register, go to seflorida.uli.org or call 1-800-321-5011, or you can contact the NAIOP at 954-990-5116 or via email at naiop.info@naiopsfl.org.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with more Fried on Business. It's our segment with Mike Kwan. Mike, welcome back to the show. How's
Thanks,
it going?
Jim. Good. Now, I missed you last week.
I know. I missed you too, Mike. But I'll see you for our usual workout session on Saturday afternoon before the Gator game.
There you go.
Now, Mike, I've been sitting at my desk all day, and my back is killing me. What should I do?
How many hours do you sit at a desk all day,
Mike? Oh, all day? Five, six, seven hours. Sometimes I got to admit I don't get up and go to the restroom. No. I'm sitting there working like an animal, and you know, it's just one of those things. And I bet a lot of people out there can identify with that, Mike. What
sure
can we
can.
Do to make our back feel better?
Well, you know, the main thing you got to really start doing is just make sure you get proper alignment and even stretching and strengthening exercises throughout your neck, chest, and back. And what that's going to do is a lot of common issues with the sitting behind a desk all day is your shoulders tend to get rounded and your neck or your head tends to lean forward or protrude forward. That causes a lot of issues as far as, you know, stress.
Sounds like Josh Johnson problem to me. But now I've been sitting at my desk. Now, are there some good exercises that you can do? Because usually all I do is I like try to stretch my arms back, you know, stuff like that. Maybe move my trunk of my body around a little. If anybody saw me doing this right now, they just crack up and lose it. So, Mike, what can people do? Are there like specific stretches you would recommend?
Yeah, especially the neck. I would easy one to do every day if you're starting to feel a little fatigued in your neck. Just tilt it to the side, stare up at the ceiling, and then do the same thing. Stare it down into the floor at the side, and then you can do that on either left and right side. Or also, you can tilt your head forward and back. And that's an easy thing to do to alleviate some of that pressure off your neck.
Wow, got a little vertigo there, so that's sort of a plus in the middle of the workday.
Don't get dizzy.
Okay, now we. Oh, Matt's in the background cracking up. Now, you've stretched your neck. How about your shoulders or your arms or perhaps your pecs? How about that?
Well, your shoulders, whenever it tends to protrude forward or kind of concave your chest, what happens is it shortens in length and it gets weak. So you have to go and just stretch out your chest. Good thing to do for that is just go up to a door frame and put your arm up at a 90-degree angle. Put up against the door frame, lean against to it, and that's going to help stretch out the chest. So you can do that on either side, and after you do that, after a while, and you know, you'll be able to.
How about the legs, Mike? The legs figure into any of this at all?
The hips usually get a little tight whenever you're sitting at a desk all day, especially in that, you know, 90-degree angle.
That hunched over, got to get it done, can't go to the bathroom because I got to get this finished kind of mindset.
And then even if you do go to the bathroom, sometimes you're sitting in the same position.
Hey, wait, stop. Only when I'm reading the paper.
Right.
That's what the sports page is for.
There you go. So, yeah, you on your hip flexors, you want to you can stand out with your legs out and put one foot forward and keep your back leg straight, lean into it. Bend your front knee, and you're going to feel that stretch out in your hip flexor, and that's going to help you, you know, get into that natural position again. And
no, I love that one. I used that last night. I was driving home from Orlando, and I was just absolutely tight as a drum. I had driven up, and now I early in the morning, and I was driving home. It was like real late at night, and I pulled off, as I always do, at Highway 70 at the crossover to save the $5 on the toll, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So I stood on the curb and I did the old heel stretch, and then I did the thing you said about pulling my leg up and stretching my quad, and I gotta tell you, it was terrific.
Yep.
It was terrific.
It's a great thing.
Now, what are some other good stretches if somebody's got that long-term trip or they're sitting at their desk, Mike? We only got a couple. First of all, Mike, somebody wants to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
You get a hold of me through my cell phone, 972-978-7846, or visit my website at www.siphonfitness.com. So now, if you're in South Florida, give me a call.
Yeah. Now, if somebody wants to, you know, what would you recommend if somebody is, you know, the last thing, your little secret stretch before we got to go?
One thing that I really like to do is just I lay on the ground face down and pull my arms back, squeeze my shoulder blades back, and that's really going to just pop into your back, your upper back, and that's usually, you know, when I do that, it pops my back a few times and feels great.
Yeah, Juan's doing that now. He's really enjoying himself over there doing the old stretch.
Yeah.
Right on, Juan. Okay. Well, Mike, let's give out your contact information one more time, and then I'll make sure that I'm going to see you on Saturday right after work.
Yep. That's 972-978-7846.
Slower. We got Jets fans out there.
All right. It's 972-978-7846. And go to my website. It's www.siphonfitness.com, and it's siphon spelled with a Y.
Mike, always a pleasure. Missed you too, bud. We'll see you again on Saturday, and then we'll do next week. We've got Lolly Green, MSW, holding on the line, or did she go? She's holding. She dumped. We got Victor. We got nobody. We got a break. We're going to a break, and we'll be right back after this. I love you, man. I love you dearly. We'll be right back with Lolly. Sugar and spice. I feel nice.
like sugar and spice.
All right, we feel nice like sugar and spice. That's because Lolly Green MSW is holding on the other line. Let's bring Lolly on. She's got us a great topic. Lolly, are you there?
I certainly am.
Thanks, Lolly, for calling back. I apologize. I'm the one who told Juan to have you call back in just a minute. It was all my fault. The whole dead air thing was all my fault. So how are you today, Lolly Green? What are we talking about?
Well, today we're scheduled to talk about something negative, which my spot usually is about positive energy. So today we're talking about bullying in the workplace.
Well, we'll make it a positive energy thing. We'll create a discussion so that people can have positive energy when they feel like they're getting pushed around at work.
Okay. All right. So bullying, everybody's probably experienced it at least once in their life. And there's plenty of people that experience it on an ongoing basis where they work, which is most uncomfortable. The statistics are very high. Nearly 15 million workers say that they experience what they call psychological aggression. That's what bullying is.
That's horrible. You know, what the people must feel trapped. It sounds like almost a battered wife thing.
Well, it really is. And people have health considerations as a result of it because it's an added stress. Work is stressful anyway. And then if you have something negative going on, you're double stressed. And if you can't get away from it, that makes it a very dangerous situation as far as your health is concerned.
Now, we all know about harassment. This isn't harassment. This is just making it an uncomfortable place to work, right?
Yes. Well, harassment's a different situation. But this bullying has to do with being, it's disruptive. It disrupts the office routine in terms of repeated unreasonable actions toward a person or toward a group. And those that type of behavior is intended to intimidate, degrade, humiliate, or undermine them and creates a terrible situation for any individual or group that towards which it's being directed.
All right, let's stop talking about negative stuff. Go back to being your positive person. What can somebody do to steel themselves against a situation like this?
Well, to some extent, you can confront the person who's bullying you and, you know, make it known that this, you're not going to tolerate that type of behavior. It depends on, you know, your position in the situation, too, because this is a power situation. So sometimes the person that's doing this is in a very powerful position, and that makes things more difficult.
Okay, well, Lolly, I want to thank you so much for coming and doing a little negative talk here, but we ended up being positive at the end. We'll talk to you next week, and I promise we'll have a much more positive discussion next week, Lolly. I guarantee it.
I hope so, because I sure prefer it.
Thanks. All right. Well, we'll get rid of the bullies, and we'll stay positive with you. And now we've got Victor Franks holding Dr. Franks down from the mountaintop, out in the Grand Tetons, joins us on the Jim Fried Show live. Hey, Dr. Franks, what's up?
Well, I have come down from the mountain. I'm in the River Valley right now, right on the banks of the Yellowstone River.
Oh, excellent. The babbling Yellowstone River.
Indeed.
Now, do you see Yogi and Boo Boo?
They're right 30 miles down the road, exactly. We've had a lot of bear problems. Yeah, three people have been killed by grizzly bears this summer in Yellowstone Park, first time in 20 years.
Well, I guess they're hungry.
There's something's definitely up.
We have to send Matt up there with some of his salmon. What are we talking about today, Victor? What do you got for
today,
us? Help me stay healthy.
It's a very serious subject and something that's very, very much concerns me, which is the proliferation of autoimmune diseases many people are seeming to get these days.
Now, that's not just AIDS is an autoimmune disease.
Well, that's a whole different deal. But, I mean, we're talking about the systematic breakdown of the body, whether it's Hashimoto's, which is, you know, hypothyroid taking to a severe degree, rheumatoid arthritis, even as something as horrible as lupus. But regardless, in any of these autoimmune diseases, what's going on here is your immune system is designed to, you know, when a foreign invader comes in your body, it goes over there and takes care of it and kills it. Well, somehow in this situation, your body begins to attack its own tissues, and obviously that's a pretty serious situation.
Well, what other things, you know, what can we do to prevent that kind of autoimmune deficiency disease coming? Does that happen because I'm not eating something right or taking too much of something else?
Well, actually, what happens is it's something that takes years and years to get yourself in the situation where all of a sudden your body, and because you think about it, my God, my body's attacking itself. What in the world is going on here? So it's something that's taken years, because it is. And the last guest you had on, they're talking about stress in our lives, and everybody is just assaulted with daily stress, not to mention poor nutrition, all manner of, it's not just one thing, but basically what's happening is our immune system degenerates to the point where our internal organs have become too weak to even do anything about it. So you're very susceptible to all manner of things when it's just, you know, it's a daily grind that beats you down, and your body's undernourished, and it needs to be repaired and rejuvenated. And the beauty of it is, the way, and this is back in the 30s, Jim, this guy, a genius named Dr. Royal Lee, he figured out this whole system, because the body has its own way of dealing with this. I mean, you know the Jewish penicillin, chicken soup, right?
Yes.
How it makes people feel better?
Right.
Well, what actually happens is when you make a chicken soup, all the additional cellular debris from cooking all these bones and tissues and cartilage of the chicken, you take that when you're not feeling well, and your body sees this debris, this cellular debris, and it attacks that, and it leaves whatever organ it's working on, leaves it alone and attacks the chicken soup. So your grandmother really was right. It does have magical powers. But back to what happens when your body starts to attack itself, it's like, well, what can you do about, you know, and that the regular medical approaches to give you immune suppressants, which worries me, because anytime you suppress the immune system artificially, you know, it's going to leave you vulnerable to other things. So it is a bit of a catch-22. But this Dr. Royal Lee, back in the 30s and 40s, he worked on this problem, and he came up with this substance, and it's a nutritional, but it's called a protomorphogen, or a PMG for short. And what it does, it acts as a decoy. And so instead of your immune system attacking you, your organ or your tissue, you take these protomorphogens, and it's like, hey, immune system, hey, over here. And it attacks that instead. And so it gives your organ or tissue that's being assaulted a chance to rebuild itself, a chance to get better. But the mistake a lot of people make is they'll take these PMGs and go, oh, I feel better already, and thinking that's enough, and it's not. All that does is provide a window of opportunity to specifically nutritionally rebuild that organ or that tissue and make it strong again, and it gives you that time out, basically, so you can get your body back on track. Otherwise, you know, it just goes from bad to worse. The next thing you know, the rest of your life is this downhill slide where your own body is not cooperating with you. And you know, this is a nutritional, natural way to approach it. And the thing about these natural approaches, they do take patience, they do take time, but as I said before, it's taken a long time.
Victor, we're out of time. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they reach you on your website or on the phone?
You know, www.askdrfranks.com or 305-975-8748.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Franks, for helping us feel good. We're going to be right back after this short break with Matt Gold and his salmon. Oh, it's smelling good, Matt. We're back with Matt Gold. Matt, talk to me about
Jim,
cooking salmon.
So
how to go fast.
I understand. We're only here for a minute or two. I got it. Listen, I just wanted to let you know that everybody really does love salmon. And salmon, from a man's perspective, is a little bit different. It's like saying, hey, do they really eat, you know, quiche? And they really, you know, they don't like to admit it. Because the truth is, a man wants to eat steak, ribs, whatever.
Lots of guys eat salmon.
A lot of guys eat salmon, but they might not admit it.
Okay.
But let me tell you something.
I don't like pink fish.
Well, let me tell you, I think you would like this fish. And quite frankly, I got to tell you.
Whoa!
I said it. No, that wasn't a matter of fact. I just said quite frankly. Anyway, listen up. Salmon, if you really want to impress your significant other, it's super easy to make. First of all, you're going to go to your favorite fishmonger.
Where would
I've been
you
waiting.
Go?
I'm telling you to go to your fishmonger.
Where's your fishmonger?
Well, I actually like Seafood Mariner down by me. They're really a great shop. They really take care of you. They're a great shop.
Okay.
Look, they're going to give you the best possible fish for the best possible price. They're going to fillet it the right way. They're going to tell you how to cook it, how to prepare it, the whole bit. But if you want an easy way to do it, really impress your significant other, all you got to do is take this fillet, put it on a sheet pan, put aluminum foil down first. Cover it with your favorite teriyaki glaze. Put it in the oven, 350, 365, bake about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. When it pulls apart, it's done.
Stop it. It smells good from here. That's, it's only a foot away.
I brought some in so you can try it. Let me tell you, this stuff is too easy. You're going to be in such a good spirit, such a good mood, and you'll be light on your feet. So you know when you impress your honey, you'll know what comes next. So this way you can all have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I'm telling you, salmon is it. It's great. And by the way,
it's the it food.
Let me tell you, look, you can either buy wild or you can buy farm-raised. 99% of all fish, farm of the salmon, farm-raised.
You want wild, right?
Well, you can go wild. That's fine.
But I always go wild.
Only 1% of the whole market is wild. The rest of it's farm-raised. The truth is, everybody said, well, what's the real difference? The difference is farm-raised is going to be a little less expensive, and the fatty omega-3s that you want in your body, the farm-raised, believe it or not, have a little bit less than the wild. So if you want your brain to operate best and you want to have your heart rate to do the right thing, then basically you're going to go with the wild. But if you're okay with getting about a little bit less of that, then you'll be okay too.
Well, I like wild.
Well, that's going to be good because after you have your, you know, your meal and you impress your significant other, then all of a sudden, boom, you know.
The wild thing.
It comes right out.
All right.
You're on it, baby.
All right, Matt. Thanks for getting me fired up as always.
Hey,
Matt,
listen, I just want to throw a shout out to my buddies over at the Nova Southeastern. We had that networking thing last night. Thanks so much. And we'll be on next week with another great little recipe. So
all
thank you.
Matt, thanks so much. I want to rant a little bit here about the bullies in the workplace. Everybody works in a place where somebody's trying to take advantage of them. If it's the boss or the guy that sits next to you or the lady that's over there, there's every single workplace has somebody that's a bully, just like your classroom did. And it's not a good thing. It's not a healthy thing. And in our economy, a lot of people are afraid to stand up and talk about it because they're worried about losing their jobs. So if you're out there and you're in the shadow of a bully, realize you're not alone. Realize that you can look to the left and to the right and those other people that are also being affected. Stand up and keep walking one step at a time because you will eventually get out of the situation where the bully controls you. This is Jim Fried. I want to thank all our sponsors and our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends to do that. As I said, upcoming in future shows, we'll be talking more real estate with people like Terry Stiles. We'll have more Matt Gold. We'll have the associates on talking about Facebook and LinkedIn and everything else. This is Jim Fried. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down on